T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. This is Danielle Underwood filling in for John this evening. I want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Each week during the legislative session, we bring you an update from Topeka on the latest bills and activity from our state capitol. With us now to bring us this week's Under the Dome legislative update is Representative Brenda Landwehr. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I actually have a surprise visitor with me, and that would be Representative Adam Smith, who is actually our tax chair. So we'll both be able to answer your questions this evening.
And we're so excited to have you both. Thank you for joining us.
Do I get that segment? Do I get to ask Adam questions, or does she get to that one? Because I can ask questions on tax policies.
Well, it's up to you, John.
Thank you both, by the way, for joining us. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So this week, the House passed their version of the state budget. It is hundreds of millions of dollars less than the budget the Senate passed, correct?
Well, it is, and we're actually under the governor's budget recommendation at this time.
That's very good to hear. The Senate budget contained a lot of special projects, like funding for the World Cup and a new KU Medical Center Cancer Center. And I'm assuming that the House version does not include the bulk of those.
Well, actually, it does include the soccer funding as well as the KU Med Center, Cancer Center, excuse me.
But still, you were able to come in that far under their budget. So what were the differences then?
Well, I don't have it sitting here in front of me, but I think, you know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, just some of the different rats and cats that we deal with within the entire budget. And looking at what the governor proposed and what our subcommittees decided was more priorities than the governor.
Okay. The House also passed their version of a new tax plan this week. It differs significantly from previous versions, and in particular, this one is two rates instead of a flat tax plan. Is that right?
It is, and I'm going to let Adam Smith, because he's the chair of the tax committee, actually explain that, because he does a great, a better job than I do with it.
Sure. Yeah. And the tax plan that we've passed isn't significantly different, because there's a lot of provisions in this comprehensive tax relief plan. The biggest difference is the fact that we are moving away from the single rate. We just do not have the votes. So we've got to find a way forward to provide some tax relief for Kansans. So we are moving to it's been called dual rate, but it's actually a three rate. We're just that bottom bracket is going to be at 0%. So it's going to function very similar to the way our current tax code works. It's just 0% on that first bottom bracket.
Adam, you know, I think all of us, the four of us, would have all preferred a flat tax. I know that the House, I know the way you guys feel about it. It's unfortunate that we got to this point. I think we all know, certainly the insiders know, why we're in this position. It falls primarily on the governor, but also on a certain few handful of Republicans that just couldn't, you know, take good for an answer. Do you think Laura Kelly will veto this as well, or do you think this actually, and if she does, do you think this has a chance of getting the necessary votes?
I really think that the governor will take a serious look at this, because the only complaint she has had on our Senate Bill 169 from last year and House Bill 2284 from this year was the single rate tax. This bill is going to have all of the provisions, might not be exactly to a T, word for word, what was proposed as far as the property tax and Social Security tax cuts for our seniors. But it's got all of the popular provisions in there that everybody that's have bipartisan support. The only difference is the single rate. I'd like to see the governor put her signature on this.
Thank you. So, Representative Landwehr, this week in your committee, you also held a Medicaid expansion hearing. You had a busy week with that. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it was interesting because the governor orchestrated who the proponents were, and which I thought was kind of sad, because there were a lot of individuals that have, you know, been supporters of Medicaid expansion, and they were not allowed to testify. But I think that, you know, the opponents that we had come in did a really great job, especially Representative Will Carpenter, who has worked a lot on looking at our Medicaid program. And one of the things that many of us have talked about that oppose Medicaid expansion is that we need to fix the existing system. And one of the ways to do that is to increase the reimbursement rates that we give for doctors and our hospitals, et cetera. And that's what Representative Carpenter has really done a great job working on.
So from KFL's perspective, you know, we had taken a neutral position on Medicaid expansion until the Kansas Supreme Court's 2019 decision in the Hodes case, which created a fundamental right to abortion. In that case, they cited five cases that specifically supported taxpayer and Medicaid-funded abortions, signaling that there was a possible intention to pave the way for this to happen in Kansas if we expanded Medicaid. Was there any talk about that in your committee?
It, you know, it was brought up into in testimony, and I think for the majority of our committee members, it was appalling to us to think that taxpayers would be required to start paying for abortions. So I'm hoping at some point that we can make sure that that doesn't happen, but we'll see how that does going forward.
And where does the bill stand now?
Well, actually, on Thursday, we worked the bill, and we had five people vote in favor of it, and it killed the bill.
So moving on then to tax credits, going back to a tax related, maybe you can both weigh in on this. So looking at the tax credits that were proposed, you know, we had proposals for adoption tax credits for private donations to pregnancy resource centers. And I'm just wondering, you know, there's some other things wrapped into that as well. What is the importance of listeners talking to their legislators to ask for their support on this bill?
Oh, that's critical. That's the single most important reason for me when I hear from constituents, email, phone calls, whatever. We have a pretty good, usually legislators have a pretty good feel for their district, but it always helps put a little reminder either in an email or a phone message. Just make sure that they've got your support, because legislators, we get attacked from a lot of different angles, and some legislators kind of start to waffle a little bit, and those messages of support and encouragement to vote for things like that are critical.
So are there any other key hearings or bills that are coming up in the next week or two that folks should be looking out for?
Well, actually, this next week, we're going to spend the majority of our time on the floor. Our committee work is done, except for our exempt committees, which happens to be appropriations, fed and state, and tax. Those are the only three exempt committees that could continue meeting at this time. So I think we're kind of waiting on, you know, from the House perspective, we're waiting on the Senate to, you know, vote on House bills. And we've got a few Senate bills, but the majority of our House bills are sitting in the Senate. We're waiting to hear from them.
Guys, I just want to pop in really quick. Our listeners may not appreciate, but I've been there. You know, I've been there. I've served with you both.
You're one of our favorite reps, John.
Oh, well, you only say that because you want a campaign contribution. You two, Brenda, I've been through Medicaid expansion hearings when I served on the House on the Health Committee. I know what you've been through. I also know what you went through a few weeks ago when you had the Rainbow Mafia in your committee room. Adam, I know what a heavy, I can only imagine what a heavy lift the tax bill has been. And again, you know, there are legislators on our side of the aisle who, for whatever reason, and I'm not talking about Dennis Pyle. He's just a wackadoodle in his own camp. But it is the amount, I just want to thank you both for the amount of work that you have done in the last few weeks to get this type of legislation through. I hope that your constituents understand and appreciate how difficult a process it is to get this type of legislation through the system, through the sausage maker, and passed. It's a very heavy lift, and I commend you both for your efforts to get bipartisan bills like these passed. So just, I wanted to thank you. And Brenda, thank you for killing Medicaid expansion, by the way. But thank you guys for all you've done.
John, I truly appreciate that, and I'm not going to speak for Adam. I'll let him speak for himself. But for me, it is quite the privilege and the honor to be able to work on such legislation and to carry it forward, and hopefully we're able to make it pass. And I'll let Adam speak for himself.
I'd echo your comments too, Brenda. You know, tax is one of those interesting pieces that everybody understands because they all pay taxes and they're all way too high. So I'm a consensus builder. I try to listen to all sides. I don't care what your affiliation is. I don't care where you're at in the scope of your life, whether you're a business owner or if you're, you know, whatever. I'm going to listen to everybody and try to come to a good agreement. I said in tax committee last week, the best compromise is when everybody walks away equally grumpy about something because they didn't get exactly what they want, but we all came together. The tax vote out of committee, it's just a voice vote, but it was unanimous on the tax bill last week.
Well, Representative Landwehr and Representative Smith, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We got a two-for-one special with our legislators. We're grateful to you both.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having us, and I appreciate it. And I was, you know, very excited that Adam could take and join me this evening.
It worked out very well. Thank you so much. This is Danielle Underwood filling in for John this evening. We'll take a quick break, and then Jennifer Williams from the Free State News and Kansas Informer will tell us about how Miami County will use an AI firm to track county residents' cell phones. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be right back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.